CBS News Brief. The summer travel season is getting underway, and there are some solid bargains out there, at least for now.
Airfare prices are down about 8% compared to last year. Also fueling the discounts is the drop in foreign tourists visiting the U.S. International visits were down 14% in March.
CBS's Ali Bellman with that report. A stretch of the Pacific Coast Highway ravaged by wildfires has reopened in the Malibu area.
As soon as we heard it's back open, my husband said, let's go.
Deadly, destructive wildfires that burned for weeks in January forced the closure part of the highway in order to allow time for repairs. In St. Peter's Square, a message to the faithful from the Pope, heard here through a translator.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona domenica.
Your brothers and sisters, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Lyme Awareness Month, and we now have the highest number of Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin history. Judith Ruiz Branch has what you should know.
There are 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but experts are focused on the black-legged tick or the deer tick and the transmission of Lyme disease. Experts recommend taking preventative measures when spending time outdoors, like wearing protective clothing and using insect repellent. They add you should perform tick checks and shower after any outdoor activity. State entomologist Dr. Zia Lee says some ticks, especially the younger ones, may be harder to spot.
Those are usually the ones that we associate with a lot of the cases of Lyme disease or tick-borne diseases, most active in June and July.
The number of Lyme disease cases has tripled over the past 15 years, according to state data. Deer ticks have spread from northwestern Wisconsin to every county in the state over the past 30 years. PJ Leash from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the increasing prevalence of this species has led to an emerging health threat.
They are still spreading outwards. They seem to be moving into newer areas. In some cases, that can be more like suburban backyards, areas where we haven't seen them historically, and they're still potentially expanding, and we don't know when they are going to stop.
He says if you're bit by a tick in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it's carrying Lyme disease. He emphasizes the risk of Lyme disease transmission increases with the duration of tick attachment, which is why prevention and detection are so important. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Brewers fall in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball for the second day in a row, the Brewers losing to the Pirates. The final yesterday, 2-1 in favor of Pittsburgh. Batters like Milwaukee's Sal Frelick, Bryce Terang, making contact, but the Pirates making good defensive plays in the field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Didn't get the big hit again. Didn't get a hit in a big spot. Frelick hits the ball a ton. Terang puts a good swing on that ball. Frazier makes a great play. You know, we've got to do more than that to beat teams that are playing good. And the Pirates have played a little better here in the last 6 or 7 days.
The Brewers now 6.5 games behind the first place Cubs in the NL Central. Cubs losing to the Reds yesterday, 6-4 in Cincinnati. The Crew back home tomorrow. First pitch at 1:10 as they open a 3-game series against the Boston Red Sox. Basketball for the 7th year in a row. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named first team All-NBA. That puts him in a class with Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. A cool Sunday on the way. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s with light east winds. Overnight, mostly clear mid-40s. On Memorial Day, another mostly sunny sky with highs in the upper 50s. We'll see a few showers by Tuesday. Right now, it's 48.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as the premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Where you go to get your life back.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Of the stars. The Memorial Day weekend is it okay to say happy Memorial Day? I thought about that. Some people say have a meaningful Memorial Day. That sounds a bit cumbersome. I like to say have a contemplative Memorial Day. What do you think? All right, hope you enjoy your weekend. It's important to remember that it is a day of remembrance and reflection, and I think it's okay to have fun on the weekend, despite its meaning. We don't say we should celebrate it in a happy way, but I think the fallen heroes would have wanted that. That's my opinion. The Music of the Star. We'll be on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're across the world at civicmedia.us. On the air till high noon Central Standard Time. I'm Lou Regani, your host. With us right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Gordon Jenkins. Francis Albert Sinatra.
Remember the night night you said I'll love you. Remember you vowed by all the stars above you. Remember care a lot. You promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to remember.
Musicians, Gordon Jenkins, Frank Sinatra. Here's Doris Day, the year 1965. Mort Garson's orchestra.
Too a distant is through. And the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all. Then I shall tell them.
With Victor Schertzinger. This is Diana Krall. From Waukegan, Illinois, said he was bullied in high school. There were two there and decided to get into showbiz. boost his self-worth. His name was Jerry Orbach. And he had the hit song from the Fantastics. It's the music of the stars. Here's Jerry.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
The music of the star.
sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember, but so
Dinah Shore, of course. There are some songs that approach perfection. That's one of them. This is Sigmund Romberg. Percy Faith and Earl Wrightson at the microphone on Memorial Day. The thrill it knew.
springtime, love time.
By Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald, Sigmund Romberg.
Into evening, we'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content.
The stars on the air.
I know many years have passed, yet I still can't forget the love we shared. Do you ever regret the day you turned and walked away, leaving a dream behind? One I never could find again. Life went on without you. I willed you from my mind, but still the memory lingers in my heart of how we parted. Say goodbye. Do you every now and then?
still the memory lingers in my heart of how we parted. Do you remember me holding you tenderly? Do you every now and then breathe a sigh? Shed a tear for me. Wishing we were together still in love the way that we used to.
Como. Had a great song, let me tell you, a little surprise. It was written by Richard Matheson. Come on, you know Richard Matheson. Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. House of Usher, The Pit and the Pendulum. Tales of Terror, The Raven for American International. I was surprised when I did a little investigation into that song. It's Perry Como and A Day to Remember. And what a day. You know, this is the only holiday of which there are two. No, that's not true either. It's Memorial Day, the final Monday of May, and it's also on the 30th of May. Now, here's another thing, and it's amazing. Columbus Day, there are two of those as well. The Music of the Stars. I wanted to tell you that I wanted to welcome all our people aboard from around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, WISS Oshkosh and Appleton at 1100 and 98.3, and also Green Bay with WGBW. And 1590 AM and 97.9, The Music of the Stars. Stephen Eady.
We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That dazzling that's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. Often I've thought of that Friday
Monday
night when we had our last rendezvous. And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might, by some chance, be thinking of it too. That carriage
to ride.
You walked me home.
You lost your glove.
It was a comb.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
Those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh, no, not you. How strong you.
Chevalier had the hit on that with Hermione Gingle. Guy Lombardo.
His songs were called The Sweetest Sound This Side of Heaven. Guy Lombardo, at one time one of the biggest entertainers in the world, lies largely forgotten to all but his most ardent fans.
Happy New Year, everybody. A very happy New Year, especially from all of us.
He was born Gaetano Lombardo Jr. in London, Ontario in 1902. 20 years later, he moved to the U.S. with a band he'd formed with his brothers. They would become known as the Royal Canadians. From 1929 to 1952, Lombardo produced a record that hit the charts every year, some of them rising to number one. Over his career, he sold an estimated 100 million records, although some claim it was three times that.
Okay, so maybe Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians didn't inspire the screaming that Sinatra or Elvis or the Beatles did, but in their day, they were at the top of the game when it came to dance bands. They were playing all the time. They sold millions of records. And by the way, Canada, they took those red jackets, the Royal Canadians brand, and those maple leafs all around the world.
In the 1950s, rock and roll arrived and took over. Lombardo's last successful record in 1954 could only manage a number 24 on the charts. Lombardo's fame was enhanced by his New Year's Eve broadcast, enjoyed across North America for nearly 50 years, until his run ended in 1976.
Here's Susan Boyle. The music of the stars.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take up our kindness yet for old lang syne. Thank you.
Tuesday, June 6th, 1944. The communique from the BBC was electrified. Under command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. It was what the world had been waiting for, the invasion of Hitler's fortress Europe, Operation Overlord, or what has become known as D-Day. In the sky above them that day, the Air Force struggled against the dense cloud cover. Their bombs did little good against the enemy emplacements. Allied destroyers came in as close to shore as possible to fire upon the concrete bunkers. But the men who would make it to the shore would still be easy targets. One of them was a 20-year-old Army Ranger about to face his baptism of fire on that first wave at Omaha Beach. That private is here tonight to share his personal experiences on that longest day. A recipient of the Silver Star and three Purple Hearts, ladies and gentlemen, the distinguished actor, Mr. Charles Durning.
It's hard to describe what we all went through that day. But those of us who were there will understand. We were frightened all the time. A sergeant said, "Are you scared, son?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "That's good. It's good to be scared." He said, "We all are." This guy in the boat, he turned to me and he threw up all over me and I got seasick. It was scary. You're not thinking about anything. You're just thinking about, you hope that shell that just went off isn't going to hit this boat. Even the guys who had seen a lot of action before, and this was my first time, they were just as ashen as I was. And I was frightened to death. I was the second man off my barge, and the first and third man got killed. First guy, the ramp went down, the guy fell, and I tried to leap over him, and I stumbled, and we both slipped into the water. We were supposed to be able to walk into shore, but they didn't bring us far enough. And I was in 60 feet of water with a 60-pound pack on. So I let it all go. I was under the water, and you could see the bullets go down past you. But I was afraid. Was that I'd come up and meet a bullet coming my way. But I came up and I didn't have a helmet, a rifle, nothing. When I hit the beach, the guys pulled me in who were already there. I'd lost everything. But they said, "You'll find plenty of them on the beach, rifles and helmets that belong to nobody." Nobody knew where we were supposed to go. There was nobody in charge, you were on your own. All around me, people were being shot at. I saw bodies all over the place. But you didn't know whether they were alive or dead, because they just were lying there. We got behind this tank to protect ourselves. We were holding our own when they called us over to them. I asked the sergeant, "Do you want me to go first, or would you go first?" He said, "You go first, I'll be right behind you." I heard an explosion and turned around, and his torso was here and his body was over there. I saw wounded guys dying crawl up to the front of us to act as barricades so they could protect us from getting hit with their own bodies. I saw that. They would come up and just lay there, you know, take the shot. Once we got up to the bluff, you could see for miles. There was this eerie sight of bodies which looked like driftwood floating in the water. The beach was covered with the bodies of American soldiers. All of these things are like flashbacks for me. I can't recall everything. I forget a lot of the stuff now. But I still wake up once in a while, and it's still there. I can't count how many of my buddies are in the cemetery at Normandy. The heroes are still there. The real heroes.
For auld lang syne, my dear. For auld lang syne, we'll take the cup of kindness yet. For auld lang syne. Good.
best of luck to you. You've been my only gal. What's more, my best
WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Those who fought and died in war are remembered this Memorial Day weekend, especially by veterans like Harry Miller. He served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
I wasn't scared till they started shooting at us.
Miller spoke in the nation's capital. President Trump spoke at West Point's graduation yesterday.
The job of the U.S. Armed Forces is not to host drag shows to transform foreign cultures. The military's job is to dominate any foe and annihilate any threat to America anywhere, anytime, and any place.
More than 1,000 cadets are now second lieutenants in the U.S. Army. It has been 5 years since the police killing of George Floyd.
There are several events remembering Floyd this weekend, and activists say more police reform is needed.
That's CBS's Allison Keyes reporting. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.